That Syracuse education must have paid off. Yeah, because I don't know what was up with that. This is the Hoffman Show, DOCDHing, and I am honored today. And the thing that's really irritating to me is that somebody's got to die before we can get the rooster. I mean, he's that big that someone's life has been taken away from us in order to get him on. Well, I'll say this. The Hulkster, I mean, how you go out says about a reflection of your life. But this is big that we have you in here. You know, I had to ask Keisha and my mom about their top five because the Hulkster, but they're Roman Reigns, okay? I mean, Roman Reigns, Stone Cold for my sister who I know loved. Stone Cold used to be the guy. But the Hulkster, she was small, and he was doing his thing. Then the Undertaker, Ric Flair, Hulkster.
Hulkster number four.
Five.
Number five.
List. Yeah.
And this is your sister, Keisha.
Sister, my mom, yeah.
Right.
Goodbye, Cole. I've been, again, 1960,
yeah.
59, 60, wrestling. But for you,
yeah,
and of course, you have a podcast,
yeah,
that's centered around the art of wrestling.
Yeah, Matty Ice and I,
the Ice Man.
Matty, yeah, Essig, do the Rooster and the Rookie podcast. We'll be recording a special episode tonight, talking about the life and the legacy of Hulk Hogan and Doc. First of all, thanks for having me. I am more than willing to join you anytime.
First of all, hold on. I am DHing.
Yeah.
This is Ant-Man's show. I follow his lead.
Antoine is a tough cookie.
Antoine.
He's a tough cookie.
Oh, yeah. And no, well, I mean, look, I have a great deal of respect for the host of the show,
mm-hmm,
Brother Hoffman. He's a badass. And so he comes to me and says, what do you have? I go, what do you mean, what do I have? I follow your lead. This is an institution.
You see, Antonio thought he was going to just take it easy and that Doc was going to
book
Joe Theismann and John Riggins and Dexter Manley every day.
No.
He thought he was going to be able to take the day off.
No. He never does that.
And he's like,
he never mails it in.
He's like, Rooster, I need you at the last second. Somebody died.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. Well, I would have never, ever intruded on your time. Because I know you headed to 106.7. I know what's on your agenda. See, he's still young. So he's a little naive.
I am indeed.
And you didn't break his heart.
Because
you had no intentions of doing this. Because 106.7 calls.
Well, I mean, listen.
Well, no,
Doc,
no,
I immediately jumped at the invite. I said, you know, I just got to be off by like 4:13, 4:13.
Look, I get it. Because I know what your heart desires.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm here for you, Doc. That's the most important thing, regardless of my motivations.
Regardless of where you want to go.
Regardless of what you think.
I know what you
about
want,
you me
want to go.
And New York and anyone associated
with
the Big Apple. Regardless of all of that, I want to be here with you. I want to pontificate about the life and legacy of Hulk Hogan.
I can't wait for week one.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the Hulk.
Yeah.
Because he had an immediate impact on a lot, and I absolutely know what some have done with The Rock, but to me, bigger.
Yeah. So here's the thing: The Rock was a thousand times funnier, right?
Rock is still throbbing.
Yeah, and more entertaining if comedy and shtick is your thing.
Right.
Hulk Hogan didn't have a comedic shtick.
Right.
He had a all-American, like, cartoon action figure.
More along Mr. T.
Yes.
But better.
Kind of shtick.
Bigger
Absolutely.
And better.
It wasn't comedy-based.
Right.
It was based on, like, saying your prayers, eating your vitamins, and training, and growing 24-inch pythons, which I don't have.
Yeah.
And being this cartoonish type character out of Rocky III,
yeah,
right, and out of the movies with the big Hollywood blonde hair and the big muscles and beating the Iron Sheik.
'70s,
but he redefined, I think, American entertainment in the mid '80s. He redefined
it. It was a muscle car.
Yeah,
it was. He was a hero on the big screen.
Yeah,
as well, and a Mania. When you think about it, Fernando Mania, just think of the athletes that have earned that.
You know,
not a whole
that's
bunch of them.
That's a great point because I didn't remember Fernando Mania.
Thank you, Chris.
But you're right, Fernando.
Hey,
I thought the Mania.
Write
part,
a note. 10:08. The rooster just complimented me.
I
don't get these things a lot, brother.
I thought the Mania part would kind of like be, you know, more about Hulkamania, but I forgot about Fernando Mania a couple of years earlier. And
thank
WrestleMania,
you.
Obviously.
WrestleMania?
Kind of yeah,
come on.
WrestleMania,
who
absolutely.
Who gets that?
Absolutely.
It's such a small fragment of our community.
I mean, Doc, here's the thing. Again, Hulk Hogan lived a couple of people said the same thing today. Hmm. Hulk Hogan was an American icon, a global icon, yeah. I said, because of his global reach.
I agree.
Back in a world where we didn't have social media, where we didn't have 24/7 news or television or whatever.
We didn't have it.
Right.
He had it.
There you go. But they said, and I understand this, Hulk Hogan was a global icon. Terry Jean Bollea, his real name,
mm-hmm.
was a...
Well, you could have won a lot of money on that and on the trivia.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're one of the 1%ers that remembered it.
I do. But the point being is... Whatever he was in his real life
mm-hmm.
was a lot of bad. I don't want to say was terrible.
Right.
Was a lot of bad.
Right.
He said and did some really,
yeah.
really, really terrible
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
And I said from the minute I hopped on with Sheehan, Coach Sheehan, before my show and mm-hmm. then doing a bunch of my show on mm-hmm. that, I don't want to kick somebody while they just passed away.
Right.
I mean, he was... obviously very sick, and he had all sorts of now documented health issues. There were some rumors and some... The guy died.
Yeah.
But he left behind a very, very, very complicated legacy. But I don't think that should take away from us discussing and being aware of and in some ways being proud of, happy, whatever you want to call it, in awe of his unbelievable entertainment legacy. Like... You can be an adult and talk about both things at the same time.
Oh yeah. Well, not everybody can.
Well, I would hope that
many of us
in society can.
Don't expect.
Yeah.
I think you put sometimes way too much into human beings. They're not going to change.
No, I get it.
They're just
I
not
going
to change. So accept them for who they are, how they are, and
maybe
this is not about where he ended up.
Yeah.
But the journey.
Yeah.
I'll do a Mr. T, and I pity the fool that calls here today and says, I was never on the train.
Yeah.
And everybody that I knew was on the train. Has been on the train. Man jumped off because he took you some places I don't want to go.
Yeah, right.
But he, for a decade,
yeah.
he had you on the train.
Well, longer than that, I
Well,
think.
I'm just saying, for the minimum.
Yeah.
For the youngsters.
I mean, because if you think about it, right? I mean, the Rocky III movie comes out, right? That's where we kind of first. Mm-hmm. January 23rd, 1984, Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
He beats the Iron Sheik to win the championship for the first time, the WWF championship at that point. And then 12
the
years
Iron
later,
Sheik.
In July, I think it was July 7th of 1996, he comes out and he turns his back on WCW and all of the wrestling fans in just beyond stunning fashion to join the NWO and Kevin mm-hmm. Hall and Scott, mm-hmm. I mean, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, and mm-hmm. to become a bad guy and to walk out with Jimi Hendrix mm-hmm. and a black beard and a black bandana instead of the red and the gold of Hulkamania.
Yeah.
And he did so many of those roles, which I essentially view them as a male act. I mean, he was a male actor, right?
Yeah.
He was a male entertainer.
Yeah.
Not any different than a sitcom actor. Not any different than a musician. Not any different than a movie star who all you people idolize
Preach.
And think walk on water. That's exactly
Preach.
What Hulk Hogan was.
Yeah.
There was the good Hulk Hogan. There was the bad Hulk Hogan.
There was the human
in terms of the
Hulk
wrestling
yeah,
ring.
Yeah.
And then there was just what you said.
Yeah.
The human Hulk Hogan or the human Terry Jean Bollea.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we'll find out that a lot of our, quote, heroes or people aren't what we thought they were. But then again, I would say, but you accepted them, and they brought you great joy for a certain amount of time. And in the end, it usually ends up like it should. The book ended up the way he wrote it. And I just remember when that ride was up, like Roman Reigns, hot.
The OTC, baby.
OTC, baby. Yeah, so it's, but this is up. I knew you would reflect on it. I can't wait to see or listen to your podcast that comes out. Can you let Anthony and I in early as to who your guests may be? I know it's going to be special.
I mean, with all of this happening, I haven't had time to book a guest.
106.7.
Can I talk to you?
You're not going to be late, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go over there now.
Okay,
can your mom and sister join me?
Because,
if they ranked Hulk Hogan number four on their list, or number five on their list.
They didn't take John Moxley off. She had John Moxley first.
Oh. Instead of Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a controversial opinion. Well, that's a hot potato opinion.
I'm just saying.
I might be in touch.
Okay.
You know, I got to go make sure Matty Ice is aware of what's going on. Because, he's a rookie. So he doesn't know.
Ice and nothing controversial about Ice.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Of all the times that you've blessed us, this is top shelf.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Doc.
No, and Craig will reap the benefits.
Right,
their ratings.
Right.
Their ratings are just about
Craig seems very aware of and very worried about ratings taking the first week and a half of training camp off.
Hey, man.
Hey,
that's Hoffman, okay? He's a Syracuse man. You don't get him, see?
Craig Hoffman catching a stray on his own show.
Catching a little shrapnel.
I'm here to defend him now. Hey, Ruth, here I come, man.
No, look at this. Look at this beat. Yeah, this would be big.
Antoine's like the Iron Sheik Nikolai Volkov over there.
Oh, yeah. He's good stuff. Rooster.
Thank you, Doc.
We'll hear you tomorrow, man. You, Sheehan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a day.
Yeah.
What a day.
That's
You've been on the Hoffman
day.
Show and the Sheehan Show.
I've been on the Doc Walker Show.
No, he has none.
I mean, you once told me I don't fill in for anybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm DH.
So it's the Doc Walker Show as far as I know.
And it takes this kid. He's slow. You know, he kind of forgot that for a moment. Yeah.
His brain is still in France.
Well, he's still in France.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Doc.
Hey, man. Nothing but love for you, man. All the best to the family. And tell my Commanders fan that give him a shout out for me. Your son. I think you know what I'm talking about. Not your daughter, because she's New York bound. You got her paralyzed on the Big Apple. I can't wait for week one. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only cock-a-doodle-doo. The Rooster. Wow. Where were you when you found out that Hulkamania had to be rest in peace?
I think I was I leaving camp? No, actually I couldn't have been. Hold on. I remember what time because I texted Chris Russell. 12:26. So that means I was on my way to the studio, actually. I was driving.
So 12:26.
Yeah.
You were.
I was commuting here. I got here around like 1:16. You know, it's a long drive from Ashburn.
Yeah. It, man, I was down today. What a blessing today. Shout out to the Commanders. We were at 5th District of Bladesburg Road. And the officers couldn't have been nicer. I mean, getting the inside look, you know, we had the pleasure of being at several firehouses in the district. And going through the house, you know, it's like they live there 24-hour operation. 3 days off, on, off, the whole 9 yards. Well, I was really interested in the police department. To operate on a similar work on and off, but obviously they strapped. Firefighters will have to be strapped. So it's a whole different ball game when it comes to law enforcement and some of the situations they have to deal with. I was just, couldn't have been more just happy to be around people that are willing to sacrifice their life. No matter what you say, you call 911, You ain't saying nothing nasty when you call 911. You need help. And they don't care how you vote. They come through that door to bring you some aid. So learning more about that responsibility was awesome today. And I can't thank Ken Harvey, Mark Mosley, the Trojan who was there, Rick Irvin, and love those brothers, man, because they get what it means to understand other people's livelihood and what they do. And there's fans, there's Commanders fans, there's Jets fans, there's Ravens fans, and of course, there's all the, you know, the beautiful part of any Cowboy fan, and of course, the fact that they admit it publicly is still the coolest thing to me. And they do it with great pride. And I said, you know, you guys are going to the Super Bowl, right? And they have never, ever wilted on that. I go, because they got to do is be able to afford a ticket, and you're in. No, it was a good time. So shout out, man. It was just what a great time. And hopefully we get a chance to. But District 5D, I hope we get a chance to do that again in other areas in the district. They have some unique circumstances there. And shout out to the Commanders. That was fun. When you hit me with it, I just remember the impact of Hulk Hogan. And if you say you weren't, based on your age, at my age, and the fact that my mom and sister, they are so into it. And we don't miss, they don't miss it. And I remember, because we teased my sister at the time, because she was like a Hulkamaniac. You know, when you get a phrase to be that recognizable, to be that, who wasn't into that? Who wasn't saying it? Who wasn't, you know? And whenever you cross racial lines in this country, you hit jackpot. You know, it ain't just a black thing, a white thing, a Hispanic thing, an Asian. No, no. Hands down. The Hulkamaniac, the Python. I mean, his act sold. He rolled it through. There ain't a whole bunch of people that do that, that capture, that grab us. Like Fernando, we said that. It's like quarterbacks do that in football. You know, quarterbacks. But I don't know if other sports, other than maybe an MJ, the King, I mean, you think about it. Who captures the majority of our sports community and then bleeds over and has that crossover deal? You can put them on one hand. I mean, no matter how you try to F it up, you know, in the end, no matter what happens, but still, the bulk of his life in that was very, very very, very interesting, I thought. So, and for your age group, you was into it.
No, I definitely was into it. As a kid anyway, just being able, because I wasn't alive when Hulk Hogan first burst into the scene when, you know, at WrestleMania 3, he slams Andre the Giant. Like, I wasn't alive to see that. But when he did come back, early 2000s, man, I love Hulk Hogan. And my granddad always used to talk about Hulk Hogan because, you know, he got to actually watch it as a kid and things of that nature. So while I'm a kid, he's the one that's teaching me about all these legends that kept coming back, the Bret Harts, the Animal, like all of these wrestlers that were like really, older and like past their prime, but they were still active. Like really is tremendous how sometimes they were able to wrestle at 47, 50.
Yeah, Bobo Brazil.
52.
That's Rick when Flair, I remember Bobo. I mean, it's these guys, Big John Studd, and I mean, there have been so many. I don't know, this guy, but no one had captured, he had products. I mean, cross appeal.
And everybody impersonating him.
Yeah. I mean, imagine.
Hey, Buster.
Imagine his popularity with today's social media.
Yeah.
Well, you look at The Rock, and you look at Roman Reigns. But I'm saying, that thing was bigger, man. The Hulkamania thing. I'm telling you. Wow. I almost didn't believe it. You know you're a badass when somebody tells you, hey, man, you're about Hulk, what? And I never once even imagined he passed away.
Yeah.
That I couldn't even come to, what? As if, no, this dude can't die. But yeah, he can. And he did. And now our last images of him, that's not going to be his finest points.
Nah.
In that. But he's a human being. And as we talk about the past, it'll be interesting. Well, we will have day two reports coming in again. It's interesting. Coach did something today that he didn't have to do anything to win me. He already got me because I've seen his track record. But you want to know why you'll get veterans here to want to come here? Because he allows your body to heal. He doesn't treat you like everybody else. And, man, that is so rare in team sports with people who have the clout that DQ has. We'll talk about that. We got Boots again on the ground, Professor Holder. We got the big fella back. All ears allowed us to get the big fella back. And so he will join us as well, Mitch Tischler, and Beltway Football. So we got it going on, man. High quality. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we expect you to take part in it as well at 301-230-0980. We'll be back.